This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Friday, and Nicole was going to be with us from the EDC, and she had something come up, and Rocky Wilkerson is sitting in. We were thrilled to see you. I didn't know that you worked here for like a year right out of college.
Good morning, Brian. I did. It was my first job right out of college, and I really, really enjoyed working in the advertising part of the radio.
No kidding. Yeah. I saw you out there. You and Carolyn were chatting away like old classmates.
Carolyn is an inspiration. When she opened the door this morning, I saw her. She looked great. And I said, you've been at this job for a long time. And it was just really great to see her and see she's been here and how great she looks. I remember her from way back.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Good to see you. All right. So let's talk about Workforce Investment Solutions. You got all kinds of things, and it's hard to sort of like get all of it in one thing, but that's why you come back every month. What's going on right now?
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about that Workforce has had the pleasure to partner with the Community Foundation, and we submitted a grant, and we were actually funded, which was always, it's always a thrill to get funded. But this was a unique experience because we can use those funds. They're not as restrictive as our federal grants, our state grants. And so we were able to help people that most of the time wouldn't be covered under our grants. And one of the things that we stumbled upon was the daycare issue and the fact that there are so many daycares that need workers.
Right.
And Larry Peterson has been instrumental in stepping up to the plate and talking to the directors and finding out what it is that they need. So many of their staff and their faculty need to be certified. So Workforce was able to pay for certifications to get them to be able to work in that industry or to upgrade their skills.
Sure.
So there's like assistants, there's teachers, there's directors. And we worked very closely with several. Just for an example, we worked with Baby Talk, and we were able to connect Richland Community College there so that they could provide early daycare college credit courses. And so some of the people then could get those classes and start working towards an associate's degree in that area.
Bet.
So it's just been a win-win. We've worked with about 8 agencies. We're really trying to help people get that certification so then moms can go back to work. We've got daycare working.
Yeah, so a couple of areas here, right? I mean, so you're getting people certified to work and get jobs in this area, but by having more people in this area, you're allowing more people to go back to work.
Yes.
So it's a double win.
And, you know, the good news is they don't incur debt. We're able to pay for the certification, get them back into the workforce. And the partnership with the community, that's what's so unique about that community foundation, is they were able to fill those gaps that we weren't able to fill in the beginning. And, you know, the children, that's our most precious resource. We need certified instructors. We need the help there. And to create a pathway that they can continue to get more information, more knowledge, so that they can contribute the very best to the childcare industry. And that's what we want.
How did Workforce Investment Solutions start? I mean, what's the origin? What's how did it begin?
You know, it's way before my time.
Yeah.
Robin McCoy, and then maybe into Elsie, John Rourke, way back. But I think the idea came with writing grants, getting the federal dollars into our community.
Yeah, the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act.
And so that we could then, you know, start getting the training, because that's really what it's all about, to get those funds to pay for the training so that people don't incur debt.
All right. And you guys work with a ton of people. Because the collaboration is important.
And, you know, the partnerships. Okay, so there's a partnership with the Community Foundation. We wrote for the money. Then there's the partnerships with all the daycares, Baby Talk, Head Start, Kids and Fitness, the Y. I mean, the collaboration is key. Partnerships is key. When you have the money, the rest of it just falls into place.
Yeah, well, you got to have the right people. And you got to have the collaborative efforts. And, you know, I feel like we have a lot more of that today than maybe we have in the past.
I think
like not everybody trying to do the same thing, you know, in their own backyard, but people really reaching across and saying, look, let's do this together. And I think Richland is a huge player in that, because they're just the quickest pathway to careers.
They're the trainers, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But I feel like everybody's, you know, with your work with Nicole and, as you mentioned, the community. I mean, everybody seems to be sort of in line with the mission of like, let's not care about who gets the credit or who owns what. Let's just get people on a path.
That's what's unique about Decatur, is the collaborative effort to write these grants, to pull together. So not one person can do it all. You can't be the be all. You need the collaboration. And that's what really makes it that's what makes it unique, and Decatur brings that to the table.
All right, so how do people find out if they're just sort of starting out as far as wanting to get information, or they really don't even know where to go to begin? What's just the easiest beginning process?
Call Workforce 875-8721. We'll get you hooked up with Larry Peterson, and we'll start the process, because it opens many, many doors.
All right. Fantastic stuff, Rocky, as always. Listen, stay warm.
I will. I'm going to try.
All right.
Thank
Workforce
you very much.
Investment Solutions.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.